Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says she is planning to veto the budget approved by the Syracuse Common Council this week. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one of her big complaints is the elimination of funding for the city's land bank.
The city has subsidized the land bank for the last 4 years at the rate of $1.5 million a year. The agency, which is not a city department, buys tax-delinquent properties seized by the city and either demolishes them or puts them up for sale. It also is funded through state grants. Miner says it's been successful at getting rid of blighted properties, and slashing funding will cut in half the number of properties the land bank will be able to turn around.
And a lot of these properties have been abandoned, and the city has walked away from them for 10, 15, 20 years. And we finally had a way to take down these things. We talked with the neighbors. We talked with advocates. We finally had a process in place to take care of this. And now the council has walked away from that responsibility.
In a statement from council chambers, Majority Leader Stephen Thompson and Finance Chair Nader Maroon say the land bank is sitting on a $4 million fund balance equal to 2 years of operating revenues, so it doesn't need any further subsidy from the city. They say considering the city is in significant fiscal stress, this was the most prudent way to proceed. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.